always packed places. And I was beginning to think about, you know, what kind of like shows or events draw people in. And so I did a bit of research, and that I went to Google. And I love a stat. I love a stat. If you don't know, I worked as an analyst before I worked here, so I love a stat. And so I've got a few stats here on what shows and events drew in some big numbers. And so the first one, these are going to go in ascending order, is the show Only Fools and Horses. Who remembers Only Fools and Horses? If you don't know what this is about, Rob's thinking, what's Only Fools and Horses about? And so it's a UK comedy. And so in the late 90s, early 2000s, I'm not sure on the correct date, but its final show had 24 million people watch that. 24 million. So going up from there, an episode of Coronation Street, the one where Hilda Ogden left. Again, Rob's like, who's Hilda Ogden? What's Coronation Street? And so that attracted 26 million people. And that's good going. And the next one is EastEnders. There was a Christmas episode in 1986. I don't remember that one, but I think some of you do. And so in 1986, that drew in 30 million people. That's good going. 30 million people in the UK watched that. Going up from there, last year, a big event that happened in the UK was the Olympics. And so within the UK, 90% of the people in the UK watched 15 minutes worth of it. Wow, it's gone quiet now. So, but 90% of the total population of the UK watched at least 15 minutes of it. That worked out at 52 million people watched some of the Olympics. My question is, what did the rest of the nation watch? Because that was all that was on. Next one, I've only got two more, but this one, they're getting more impressive now. And so, in the 2012 Olympics, the race that everyone wanted to watch was the 100-meter final. And so this was going to be the race, the first time that all 10 athletes could run under 10 seconds. And I think I'm right in saying 9 of them did, and the 10th guy pulled a hamstring halfway down, but still ran it in 10.1. So we'll give him a break. And so, but for that, 2 billion people watched that. 2 billion people watched that live or near live. And for the Olympics in total, 4.8 billion people watched it globally. 4.8 billion. And the 2008 one, it was 4.7 billion. So, but why do we watch these things? Why are we drawn to these kind of soap episodes or to these kind of events? I think with the soaps, it's because we know that something pivotal is going to happen. Something is going to happen that we know it's going to change the direction that the show is going to go. Or if it's with the Olympics, we want to see men and women just push themselves that little bit further to try and break a record. And I think we want to be able to talk about it for years to come. And so with Usain Bolt, I think we will be talking about him for years to come. And so the kids sang one of the songs. They sang it beautifully, Away in a Manger. And one of the lines caught my attention. It's, the stars in the bright sky look down where he lay. So this event that the children were singing about and acting out, it wasn't just something that Mary and Joseph saw. It wasn't just something that the shepherds saw. It wasn't even something that just the wise men saw. This was a universal event. This was something that was going to change everything forevermore from that point. And I think it can be easy for us to get distracted at this time of year and to forget how significant a point that was. You know, Christmas time, there's a lot of things going on. You have your work's Christmas dinner. You're putting up a Christmas tree, trying to get all the baubles and the tinsel on. You're thinking about all the gifts that you've got to buy. Are you going to wrap them, all the gift tags? And then you're thinking on Christmas Day about the meal. And there's always someone in the household that's thinking, man, that turkey needs to go on early. Am I going to put on Brussels sprouts? No one ate them last year, but it's tradition. We'll put on Brussels sprouts. But all of these kind of things can draw our attention away from the real significant message. And so in Isaiah chapter 9, it says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This wasn't just any baby that was being born. This was the most incredible news. This was God coming down to the world. This was God the Father sending his Son, his only Son, to us. This wasn't just any child being born. This was the Son of God. And so that begs the question, why did he come? And the kids did a brilliant job of answering this. But the answer is to bring salvation and to bring real life to all of us. So there's a few verses here. In Zechariah chapter 9, it says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation." In Isaiah 49, verse 6, it says, "I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth." And Jesus' words in John chapter 10 says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." He came to bring salvation and to bring life. He came so that we can know God, that we could be reconciled to him, so that we can live life to the full. And the children mentioned this as well, but we can't celebrate the nativity story without thinking ahead to Calvary. We can't celebrate just Christmas without celebrating what happened at Easter time. That when Jesus came, he came with a purpose. To take the wrath that we all deserved on himself so that we might have a right relationship with God. I think the last line of "Away in a Manger" sums it up pretty well. It's the line, "And fit us for heaven to live with you there." And fit us for heaven to live with you there. That is what it's all about. Jesus is coming to us. He's been born in a stable. He's been born into the most humbling of circumstances so that he could bring life to the world, to fit us for heaven to live with him there. So this event is part of the most pivotal 33 years in history. And it's one that, if you believe it or not, it impacts you. You know, our whole date system is impacted by it. When you take your holidays, is impacted by it. What you'll be doing on the 25th of December will be impacted by it. But don't let the impact stop there. It would be like going to the 100 meters final in the Olympics. Usain Bolt is there, and he's going to run the race. And he runs it, and he just smashes the world record. And you're there, but you've not watched the race. All you've seen is you've seen a bit of the track. You might have seen some of the stadium. You might have seen the people. You might have seen the commentators. You might have seen the physios and the medics. You've seen everything that goes on around it. But don't miss the point of it. If the impact stops with just when you take your holidays, you've missed the point of what this whole message is about. So maybe this is the first time you've been in church in a number of years, or maybe you've never been in a church before. And maybe something that you saw that the kids singing about, or maybe something I've mentioned has just triggered something in you and you've got questions. Please, please ask those questions to someone. Please come and speak with myself or Colin or Martin or ask the person that you came with. Ask them the questions. You know, what is Christmas really all about? Maybe you feel you've just missed the point at some point and you want to get it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for sending your son. Thank you for sending him with purpose. I thank you that he came and he gives life. Lord, we thank you that we can celebrate this every year. Lord, we thank you for all the children here. Lord, we thank you for how you've given them to us. Lord, we just thank you that they can teach us so much about this Christmas message, how they can bring it back to what it's all about, Lord. We just thank you for them. Lord, just pray for everyone in this room, Father. Lord, that as Christmas Day draws near to us, that we wouldn't miss the point, that we would see what the real message is about. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's stand and sing our last couple of songs together.